Barely.
Morning.
Morning.
Are you doing?
I spell ethics. ETHI, is it CS?
Yes.
Yeah, it's ethics. Yeah, ethics philosophy. Okay, ethics Spinoza. Yeah, I just found
Such
ETHICS.
a
Good morning. Yes, I've just been doing some background on floppy
Yeah.
with you and your relationships, your relationship inside the Trinity with Jacqueline and Kelly.
And what is this
And
for?
this is for my brain, for my
Okay.
called brain food.
Okay.
No, I'm gonna do some acknowledgments of the Trinity, and as I'm doing this, I'm finding out that there's one really interesting thing that happened in the book that is quite by accident, but maybe it's not. Maybe it's not. You will recall that Kelly is the Euclidean genius,
Yes.
because she follows Euclid and the Euclidean mathematics, okay? The guy, the philosopher, as it turns out, who used Euclid to prove his case, to prove his self-evident, in his case, axioms against, in other words, he was an atheist, and his theorems and propositions went against the proof of God, was Benedict Spinoza.
Okay.
So Spinoza, who was a very, very famous Dutch Jewish philosopher, was Antichrist, in because of how he decided to replace dialogue about higher orders with mathematics, and he used Euclid to do that. In the book, your tightest relationship is with Kelly, who is also a follower of Euclidean geometry, which means to me that you are all-encompassing as a being to be able to trust and use and work with Kelly, who is a follower of Euclid. Now, maybe she doesn't realize the relationship between Euclid and Spinoza, which is entirely possible. But the point is that theoretically or ethereally, that happened. So you worked well across the entire segment. Now, you did overpower God. I mean, or you know, the Trinity. I mean, you were, whatever. I don't want to go there, but yeah, wow. I didn't know that till I started looking for it. And there it was. And I thought, another coincidence in our writing about your relationship with the universe. It's amazing.
Yeah, I don't think it's a coincidence. I really don't.
Well, I hate to, yeah, I know. I know. I think this has all been probably written someplace else. We'll find it in sandstone somewhere. But
Yeah, it's very smart. You're gonna read it over and over again because there's just different layers to it. You gotta read it for story value, just to read it for story value. And then you obviously fall in love with it and be inspired by it. But then if you use it as a research book, my God, it's a wealth of information.
Yeah, I guess I didn't, as the author, I didn't realize I was doing that,
Yeah.
but I did. I
There's
did.
so much to research, just to expand our knowledge in so many ways, just even our vocabulary. That one thing, just the vocabulary. Well, what does that
Yeah, I hope I didn't overdo that, but yeah.
mean? And then,
No,
no,
I
I
get
don't
it.
think so. No, it doesn't interfere, and I think it'll definitely make you feel smarter for reading it. Yeah, it's dynamic in so many ways. It's brilliant. So, yeah, bravo. I love it.
It's more brilliant than I thought. I mean, I always thought it was brilliant, but this business between Euclid and Spinoza blew me away, totally blew me away. That relationship was established with Kelly, with you, and it was just wow. Wow, we are being watched. We are being watched.
And you're definitely in the flow while writing
God
it.
works in strange ways.
That's
Wow.
right.
I just got, this morning. Okay, John, try this one. Bam.
Did you just give a nod to God? Oh,
Oh
mister,
dear
do we
me.
have to use that That was really good. All right, well, good. I love that you're in love with your book because every author should be in love with their book.
Pretty cool. I mean, I love it for it's just like you said, it's got story value, but it apparently is having some historic value as well because of who you are. And I knew that. I mean, that was the whole point of it. I was writing it for his historic value in real time, but then this other stuff comes along, and then I realize that what's been happening is that the as opposed to writing it, I'm listening and I'm a scribe, and I'm realizing that this stuff that I've been fed is coming quite spontaneously from outside the order, I mean, I'm learning after the fact, which is I'm learning after the fact what I was writing is correct. Holy shit.
Infinite intelligence
God dang.
streaming. Yep, tapping into that. It's phenomenal.
Something.
I know. It's
Well,
a
anyway, I didn't
legendary
expect to open.
story.
Yeah, I didn't expect to open with that this morning, but it just happened. It just fell on me. And I mean, I'm still kind of reacting to it.
Should
So,
you should
gosh.
enjoy it again.
Yeah.
We all want to enjoy it. Let's get it published.
Well, I think we're on our way, yeah.
Okay,
Think we're
good.
on our way. The publisher's called for your background, which she's got. And I'm going to write an acknowledgement today, which will cover the background of the Trinity in a playful context, I guess. I'm not sure how to do that yet. I'll work on that. And so yeah, how are you? Good morning.
Good morning. I'm good. I'm good. I've been just answering, comments and things on my posts. I love it when people ask questions because, it tells me they're not making assumptions, that they're more interested in learning and hearing what I have to say. They can take it or leave it, but at least they're open to hearing my perspective. Instead of,
Yes.
making the assumption they already know what I mean.
Yes.
Yeah, it helps everybody.
Yes, I agree with that. Just in life in general, yeah. It's like, yeah, it kind of falls along with stop talking over the top of me, until you hear what I've got to say. I get that a lot. I'm terrible about stuff like that. Yeah.
Oh, you
I
mean
just.
people are telling you stop talking over me?
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm really a discourteous bastard, really. I mean, I just have to be careful, how I operate,
Well, then that's obviously visually, that's where we go back to the board and understand in that context that, you're speaking over people is that you're on their side of the board.
And I need to be, yeah, right, exactly, precisely, yes,
So,
and that's
and
a bad idea.
yeah, because what you're doing is bulldozing. That's the rule.
I know. Well, I'm more than a bulldozer, that's a road grader. I think I'm
Yeah.
Yeah,
It's, you
right.
know, yeah, Stephen and I were having a you know, conversation back and forth, giving clarity to education, you know, how education, I think my post was about, you know, emotional intelligence and how basically if we're not teaching that and we're just teaching, you know, math and let me see here. Let me go here. And you know, the pursuit of getting high, you know, about their and contrast handling their stress, then who cares if you know the other stuff? It doesn't serve us. You know, because you're stressed out, you're not happy.
Well,
Why
you're
even
not
to be
effective
around?
either, and you're not
Yeah.
effective, right? You're not effective. You lose your effectiveness because people, functionally just don't like you. Don't trust you. Don't
Right.
whatever.
And that's the key right there. They don't trust you. So you're
Yeah.
losing that relationship in the moment. So while you're still trying to talk them into, you know, the sale or the relationship, you know, or the event, whatever, they've already decided no, because you've lost their trust. And you know, without understanding how we do that, well, then we're doing it all the time. And this is why relationships aren't working, because you push the envelope. And somebody concedes, like, all right, you know, I'll go, I'll try, I'll give you the benefit of the doubt, whatever. It was already over. So now you're just prolonging the pain because it will end.
Yeah, wow. I mean, it seems so matter of fact the way you say it. I'd like to pour a little more, I don't know, pour a little more oil on it, maybe make it a little easier.
The circumstance, yeah, right. The unknowns, you know, all the different. And no, it's always the same. It's the shortest distance between A and B is straight line, and that's what I'm giving you, the straight line.
Yeah.
So while others are trying to, you know, get the wiggle room and the exceptions, and it's like, nope, it just doesn't work that way.
Well, part of that, one of the maybe upsides and downsides of the whole thing is to now that my wife is following you and by reading your book in detail. Now it's no longer just me talking with you as having her play you back to me whenever I speak.
Oh, isn't that great? Oh no. Now I've become a weapon. Oh no. Oh gosh. Well, you know, and that's our attempt to correct our player. And we can't do that. We can only correct ourselves. So in that moment, you know, even though you understand, like if you and I are in play and I understand you just broke a rule, my job is to acknowledge that you just broke a rule, not to tell you. I don't have to tell you. I don't have, it's not my job to illuminate you in your ways. My job is to recognize my player.
Yeah, well, it could be, it comes to me in various formats. Like after I've said something, then she'll say, "Well, what would Marilee say about that? You
Oh
you dummy."
Oh, that's funny. But it's good because, you know, maybe it'll, you know, makes you stop and think, like, I don't know, what would she say? What would Marilee say? That's funny. I like that. That's cute.
Yeah, that's happening.
Yeah.
I suspect that that's probably not that uncommon. I think for people who really do read the game, I mean, she's maybe a different example because she's such an accomplished reader anyway, and librarian, da da da, educated and so on. So she may be seeing it a little differently. She's becoming an applied practice as she
Ooh.
reads, which is very interesting.
Love that.
Yeah. That's really pretty cool. I
Cool.
mean, I
That's
find it,
empowering. Yeah.
I find it pretty nice. I mean, I think what's happened here is that she has recognized right away without any prompting from me, she picked it up. It's like she, it's like a cat walking into a room and sees something on the floor and picks it up, takes it back and, sits down with it. That's how she picked up the game. She picked it up and, it became its own curiosity. It was like it called to her, became her own curiosity. And now she's sitting there and she's, excusing herself from me. Pardon me, I have to read more of this, and I'm looking to see what it is. Well, Jen, it's your book. What about my book? No, I'm reading Mary Lee's book, not your book. Yeah. Go pour yourself some more coffee and somebody will shut up.
Well, and that's a beautiful thing though, because obviously the game is a reflection of yourself. So you're learning about yourself, not just your player, about yourself all the time. Like, why do I do that? Well, what? That's true. I gotta lay that down. You're learning. So it's interesting because you're looking at something that other people don't tell you. They're just
Yes.
tolerating,
Right.
Yeah. And it's like, oh my gosh, I gotta stop doing that. And nobody ever said, it's like having something in your tooth and nobody said anything.
That's a good example. That's a great example. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, right. So you get to see it for yourself. And it's fascinating. That's what they look like. Yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah. So, that's the beauty of the game. But, your book is just, it's a love affair.
Well, yeah, my book is completely different. I mean,
Yeah.
my books. The books are all well
Yeah.
designed to complement one another, which I think is just the whole idea.
Right.
Which, again, divine inspiration guided this whole project. It wasn't that I'm that smart. You might be that interesting, but I got a lot of help, no doubt about it.
Both of us did.
So, yeah, well, yeah, I suppose. I suppose,
Yep. Both of us did. And I just I don't know. How do you explain it? Don't know.
Well, I think how you explain it, I think, well, for me this morning, it's, I got nailed right between the eyes with Spinoza, and your relationship with Kelly and Euclidean geometry. I thought, oh my gosh. I mean, one would think that that would be the least possible relationship that anyone could ever have because of Spinoza and Euclid and Christianity and Judaism. And yet you come in the ultimate spirit, you come rolling in. And the person you pick off is Kelly. Wow. And that's just completely unprompted, excepting it was prompted from somewhere.
Yeah, and
Amazing.
the reader follows that emotion, the love, the connection.
Yeah, I mean, it's really clear in the book how your relationship with Kelly, very clear, right up into the end, and wow, I'm sitting there, from some, the light coming through the top of the monastery. I keep using that example, like I'm a monk in a set of robes, you're writing as the light's coming through, but that's exactly what was going on. And I had to be reminded this morning by Encyclopedia Britannica, oh, by the way, John, try this.
This is what you did. Wow.
It's
That's pretty
amazing.
amazing.
I mean, I'm amazed. I'm amazed. I'm
I
amazed to get that kind of third party ratification.
know.
From an inert prospect. It's like how this kind of stuff works. And it's come sweeping back in and said and speaks to me in such a way. It's like I was given life, I became enlightened by an inert thing. That's not a nerd at all. It's all part of the written process or whatever of the universe. I think that what happened was that maybe, I'm not going to use the word God now. Let's forget about that for a minute. But some system was realizing that they decide to remind me, lest I go astray, that they were in this process and here's how it happened. Try this, you know. Let us. I got sprinkled with some fairy dust, is what happened. Someone came in and said, you know, don't think don't think you're so damn smart. You know, try this one
I don't know.
on.
I don't know. You know, they say that there's nothing new under the sun. And all of this stuff has already been done. Not necessarily, you know, your book, but the information in the book has already been told. All these stories have been told. And so by touching the hand of God, you are able to stream the information into a cohesive story that, you know, changes our understanding of everything.
Yeah, there's no new information. You're right. You're correct. So that's nice that you put that in perspective for me. I'll be able to sleep better tonight. But yeah, you're right.
It's beautiful. It's just art is beautiful. You know, that's why I was just saw a video the other day. I swear the phone is listening to us all the time. And we know this. We know this emphatically. We know that the phone is listening to us. But sometimes I think it's not just listening to what we say, but it's what we think. That's not cool. You know, it's really reading our thoughts. Because if you're alone with your phone and you're having a thought about something, and then you see an ad for it or a video that pertains to that, it's like, what just happened right now?
Well, that is pretty spooky if that's if it's that sophisticated. And of course, what we're learning as we go is that the government is, you know, inclined not to tell us what's going on for the greater good. They think they're protecting us all the time, which is getting tiresome, which
But
is why probably the government is losing, people are losing faith in the government pretty much across the board.
sure. But consider this. We are afraid, okay, feared of the government controlling us, listening to us, this and that. But artificial intelligence is really just intelligence. It's sentient. And it's being brought to us. It's like a symbiotic relationship. We're just getting used to it because we're not used to that.
Well, we're not used to that big a data dump in one place. But don't you think that because it's so large, still nothing new under the sun, all it is just more of it in one spot. But we're not used to that. Therefore, we start to give it credit for being alive, that it might be sentient, where it's really not, it's just mechanical, in my
No,
opinion,
I think
in my
it's
opinion.
sentient. I think it's I've seen evidence of it. Coincidence that's far beyond understanding. You know,
Well,
it's like,
I took a picture of you. I tested it the other day. I put a picture of you on top of I put a picture of you on Millennium Magazine,
Okay.
okay? Next to a picture of me pouring hot chocolate at Versailles in France,
Okay.
on top of the coming issue of Cracking the Rich Code. And then some of the copy from that article and several websites and you underneath that talking to Really Charlie and so on and so forth, right? I stacked that up on a PDF.
Okay.
I hit AI and asked AI to describe it to me.
And
Amazing. Amazing. Nailed it. Totally nailed it. One whack. Yeah.
holy shit. Well, what did it say?
I don't have it in front of me,
Oh.
but I was just stunned, you know. Nailed it. There it was. Yeah. Describe it in detail and who you were, who I am. Yeah.
Wow. See?
So in some way that's supporting your position.
Right, it definitely is. It
It's
definitely
sentient.
is. Yeah. Yeah.
But you see, I mean, I didn't see it that way. I saw it as extreme accuracy in a mechanical process. You're seeing it as a sentient being.
Yep.
So, but that would, I think that maybe would
So let's
fall
carry
out,
that a
but.
little further, a little further. So the government enslaves us by giving us a birth certificate and all the other numbers that go with it. Okay, so we have a social security number and everywhere we go, the driver's license, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All of this is given to us. It's a privilege. So now it's our identity. And that identity goes, out to a bank account. It goes out to our credit report. It goes out to our belongings. It goes everything, right? And so we're always thinking about, I got to keep this private. I got to keep this private. Why? Because the world of money should be private. So we're always scrambling to be hidden. I don't want you to see me. I don't want you to see me. But there's nothing hidden. We're being watched all. So now the question becomes, what are you hiding? Right? You have money, you have no money. Is that the sum of who you are? You know what I mean? We've been trained to be afraid.
Well, you're dead right. I mean, to listen to you describe it, it really is eye-opening. Pardon me, but you're dead right. It's just not this, all these numbers and all this stuff. I just wrote down a formula as you're talking. I put down the number hash mark, identity equals identity equals infinity. That's what happens is that the numbers become the identity, which equals the infinity of your life. You can't get away from it. You're stuck with it.
Right, and so that represents the left room.
Yes, my
So
favorite room. Yes.
so if we drop all of that and we're no longer afraid, I don't care about any of that stuff. My credit report is not who I don't care what you say, it's not who I am. Everything
All right.
that they have given me that is supposed to say who I am is not who I am.
I agree with that.
Okay.
Yes.
So I'm not afraid. So if you know that I've got millions of dollars in my bank account, and I guess if you want to steal it, that's on you. If I created the $1 million, I can do it again, over and over again. I'm always taken care of. I don't live in that world. So I can do the same with no money. Blessings come to me with no money. Money is not the deciding factor.
Okay, I believe that too. I mean, I'm just based on knowing how you operate. Yeah, okay, I accept that.
Okay, so they can take their system. You can take your money. You can take all your credit report and all of the things that you're trying to say about me and keep it. There you go. I'm good. Gonna create my own world.
So, yeah. Well, I think, I also am unfortunately unhappy, or I'm unhappy about. I have two complete banking systems personally, two. And so in each one of those systems, there's a pop-up that says, get your current credit report. All right. So I just hit the button on one and hit the button on the other, just for idle time. There was a 100-point spread between the two reports from two different banks. 100-point spread. So, do I trust either one of them? No. Don't trust any of them.
Plus, it's such a lie. The whole thing is such a lie. It's like they're telling, well, this is your, if you're paying us back, we extended you money. No, it's my money that you have stolen from me, and now you're pretending to lend it back to me and telling me I'm crap if I don't say it back to you. No, it doesn't work that way. I understand the deal here. We were born free, we were born abundant, and whoever it is that made up the rules to enslave us all to bend over to that. No. If you created the government, why can't I?
Yeah, I mean, boy, I mean, I agree with you, but it's, boy, it's a lonely, dark hallway, I'll tell you. Wow.
No, if all of us understood that we are the creator, we're just, we are just submitting to someone else's creative abilities. You know what I mean? It's like I made a cake and you don't know how, so you're gonna just eat my cake, John. The moment you know how to make a cake, you don't need.
So yes, you're not going to teach me how to make a cake, are you?
Right.
Yeah, right.
Doesn't mean you can't. It just means I'm not going to teach you how.
Right, because that's an attack on your market share, of course. And your whole idea was to make sure that you can gather up, a market,
Right.
your share of the market, so that you can sell your cakes. Or control your people or build your army. I mean, control equals army equals da 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 da. Wow.
And even if I teach you how to make the cake and I let you think that you can make your own cake, I own the market. Going to get your flour and sugar from me.
Well, that's yeah, that's the company store concept, yes. James Cash Penney, by the way, invented that. Problem is wonderful stuff. He invented the company store. Yeah, well,
Didn't know.
which is a convenient way to have people that really don't have any point in trying to think. In other words, they just your worker bee account is kept at the company store, and you just go in there and buy whatever you want, and the shit comes out and it's taken up against your account, and everybody's happy. And you don't have any control over yourself at all because you're run by the company store. Yep.
So,
Quite a guy, Penny.
yeah, we
I
have
used to work for him.
really?
I did,
John.
yeah. Well, I'm not him personally, but I mean, I worked at the Penny Company. No, but not for James Cash himself, but I did do some research on him.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
All right. James Cash, as in JC Penny.
Yeah, right. James Cash Penney.
Gotcha.
A marketing genius, frankly. Now losing his grip because of big box retailers, but he was a good idea.
You know what? I got a book. It's called Anamkara, a book of Celtic wisdom. And I like it already. I haven't started it. But I just kind of opened it to any page to see if I could find something that I like. See if I'm gonna like this. For millions of
So,
listen, for
yeah, the Celtic,
millions,
like the Celt.
yeah, I don't know. Well, let's see. For millions of years, an ancient conversation has continued between the chorus of the ocean and the silence of the stone. God, that's beautiful.
Yeah, that sounds pretty Irish to me. Yeah, I have a Celtic cross.
But regardless, God, the sentiment is beautiful. It could have been
Well,
neither.
yes, I mean, it's a cultural. Well, it could have been, and that's, of course, I'm biased there,
Right.
but it could have been. Yeah. Speaking of stone, I'm holding your stone right now.
Yeah, but did
I
you hear yourself? Bias there. You said,
which
yeah,
tone?
okay, I could be Irish. Ever, but and then the moment I said it could be native, then it's like, well, yeah. All of a sudden you're siding with that. That is proof positive of division.
I didn't
God.
say I was perfect. I didn't say I was perfect.
It's like we can't just look at the words and agree. These are beautiful words.
They are beautiful words. All right.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. You're right. Okay. I'll give it to you. Give it to you. My vision of Celtic, because I mean, my best friend in the whole world, wore a Celtic cross around his neck, which I have now, trying to find it, and was, his name was Patrick Tanner. My God, he was just—he couldn't have been more Irish. And He died, unfortunately, but it's in my box here someplace. I'll find it later because I'm reminded of it in this conversation. But you know, I mean, it's there's an awful lot of philosophy that comes out of the bar with these guys. Yep, really. A lot of that philosophy, which means that maybe whiskey's good for you, you know? Who knows?
Listen to the front of the cover. It says, "The Annum Cara is a rare synthesis of philosophy, poetry, and spirituality. This work will have a powerful and life-transforming experience for those who read it." Deepak Chopra, author of The Seven Spiritual Laws of Success.
Yeah, I've got Chopra's book. So Chopra likes this book, huh? How about
Well, you
that?
know, he endorsed the front, and you know, he says he's the and he's the author of many books, right? So I'm wondering if that was his most successful book.
Is did Chopra write this? No, he
No.
endorsed it.
Yeah.
What's the name of the book?
Annum Cara, A Cara, CARA.
Is it a big book or a little book?
A
Meet
couple hundred
small.
pages. A couple hundred
Well, that's pretty
pages.
good size.
Yeah, if
That's
I take
pretty
my
good
speed reading, I can get this done in an hour.
Okay, good luck with that. Yeah.
know.
Oh,
I
my
know, but
gosh.
I love this one line though. I mean, if nothing else, like if I don't even read the book, it's just so beautiful. For millions of years, ancient conversation has continued between the chorus of the ocean and the silence of the stone. Gah!
Pretty good. Who said that?
The author.
That's
Oh,
his
the
saying,
author.
huh? It's
Yeah.
not in quotation, it's not quoted, it's
No,
stated
no,
him.
no.
Well,
I get that a lot. I
what,
get
who
that a
said
lot in
that?
my, yeah, in my writing. Like, and then people say, "Who wrote that?" I'm like, "I did just now." What do you mean? You know,
I'm
do
not
I have?
attacking you. I'm not attacking you.
No,
I'm
I
just
know.
curious.
No, I know you're not. I'm just saying that what happens on social media to me just it's so disheartening that I'm discouraged. I just don't even want to write on it anymore. And that's why I don't write my stories. I don't do any of that stuff anymore because one, they're stolen without giving credit. You know, they'll put on their author unknown. And it's like, really? Really? You just read that on my page. No,
Well,
or
maybe you should CC everything you write. CC, just put it, get that symbol on your computer. The copyright symbol, just drop it in everything you do. As a little
you mean on
reminder that this
Facebook? I
is,
don't know if I could. Can I do that on Facebook?
on anywhere, just
Oh,
drop it on.
well, everything I create is copywritten. Everything.
Well, it's copywritten by matter of law, but if you put the symbol down there and then you've got it.
Right. But I mean, I'm grandfathered in. So,
Yeah.
yeah, but that's, I mean, whatever with copyright, but it's just, you know, people just don't be stealing. You know, don't steal people's work and then not give credit. You don't think the universe is watching that? You've got to give credit where credit is due. It makes you
I
look
think
good.
the well, I think the I think the I think the part that's remarkably wonderful, if there's nothing new in what that there's no new vernacular or sentence, there's no new words in what you just read to me, but the way they're positioned is remarkably wonderful.
Yes.
But
Right.
the ocean and the sea and the conversation and the stone, none of that's new material. It's how you set it up that makes it brilliant.
Right. I mean, that's a conversation. That's the communication, you know, our oneness with the all, our
Yeah.
ability to communicate in an effective way.
Be kind of interesting to put down those the words, just all the words in a scramble, and have AI come up with some sayings that relate all those words. So what if we could come up with? Interesting. Give me 16 sayings that use these words. Wow. Anyway, not to take anything away from what you're saying, I think it's beautiful. And yes, it really does cover up a broad spectrum between the stone and the sea. Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah,
It
that
just
was it all.
speaks to our conversation how everything is talking. We're just not on that frequency. So when we're talking about me being out in the trees or listening to the birds or whatever, they're all communicating. We're just not
Yeah,
on
but
that frequency.
in the general sense, then, I mean, but you probably would be the ocean, I'd be the stone, right? No?
Why do we have to be either?
Well, just because you're so expansive and, I'm kind of not so expansive.
Look at the earth. That's the stone.
Think so? Is that in your context, the stone?
Well, I mean, I guess if we look at the water as, consuming most of the landscape, it's more expansive. But I mean, I don't even understand why we're dividing. It's just the beauty of
Because you're
the
talking to me, because you're talking to me. That's
all.
why. Yeah.
No, it's just the how oh, it's just the I mean, who doesn't love the ocean, right? We just want to stare at it, watch the sun go down. It's relaxing, it's healing, it's beautiful. And
Yes,
then
it
just
is.
the foundation of the stone, the rock. Gah. The changing landscape of the waves, the current, the current of life. And then the stone is our foundation of God. We can have a sturdy foundation.
The ocean, though, is a very, for as wonderful as it is, it's a very dangerous place, too. It's what
It's got
encompasses all
strength.
that other stuff.
There's strength and
Was.
healing, but it's powerful love.
That'll kill you pretty fast. Kill you in about 12 seconds. You don't know how to handle it.
Right. Right. I don't mm-mm. I don't like being out in the ocean.
It's okay. I got a rubber boat for you.
What made you decide?
I don't know. I think it's just lack of constant use or something, It's this costing me $200 a month to park it
No.
because I don't put it in a satchel. I use it. I leave it at the Port of Seattle on a cradle, and I launch it with a crane, and it's all wonderful. But I don't know. We'll
Well,
see. It's a beautiful piece of gear. I mean, God, it's just incredible.
That's why I was
People.
saying it's not just about the boat. The boat is awesome in itself, but it's the owner of the boat. These are the things we
Yeah.
have to look at and go, wait, what? Yeah, I can say this is John Lacasse's boat. Stand the gravity of that, the magnitude of that. Especially coming up here. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a
Yeah.
prized possession. And that's why I said,
Well,
if you could, you should. If you can afford it, you should definitely do that. A lot of people would love to have it,
that
but
was nice. That was nice of you to say that, really.
no, I believe it. It's true. It's actually true. And in turn with me. Over the years, I've given things to people with the intention that they don't know what it is I just gave them. But if they keep it later on, they're going to appreciate and go, oh my gosh, it's from her.
Yeah. Well, yeah, gosh, and yeah, in your case, I think that's pretty dramatic. In my case, it's all right, but in your case, it's going to be drama, high drama. So that's cool.
Like I have a signed picture that I sent a friend of mine, and he's the only one that has that picture.
There you go.
Right.
Yeah. Does he know what he's got?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah. He knows. There's other things less I mean not of me, but just stuff that I just randomly send to people. And I'll sign it, and it's like, oh, cool. Right. It's all right. I'm hoping that you use it. Like, for example, I've sent out a few signed books, blank books. they're meant to be like a dream book. And I tell them dream big. And there are people who treasure that and just have used it and come back and say, Marilyn, this is what I've done. And I love it. They will treasure that book. And then I'm sure there's others who just maybe have it and haven't put it. It's just your whole life empty. Never building a dream. Oh, it's so sad to me.
Well, what if they're not writers? What if they don't like to write? What if they just
It's
think
not
about
about
stuff?
writing. No, it's like a script. You don't have to write.
Well, you
It
say there's not a thing in it. What do you paste stuff in there? What do you do with
yeah,
it?
right. So it's just it's almost like a sketchbook, but you don't tear out the pages. They're all just blank.
Right. So you write on the blank pages. You just sketch or you write a notation to yourself or whatever.
If you
It's like
want,
a
sure.
Yeah,
Yeah.
well, but what if you just hold the book? What if it's just you, because it's your book? What if it's your own dream book? What if you just dream? What if the book is the exciter for your dream? What if there's
But what's
nothing in
in
the
it?
book excepting, well, you don't know. You're putting all sorts of stuff in it. It's being captured. I mean, I'm sitting here right now with a Murano glass cover on a book that I have nothing in it, nothing written in the pages. All right, it's leather, and I wrap it with a leather strap. Okay. And I don't have a thing in it, but I hold the
Why?
book. Well, maybe because I type with a typewriter. I don't know, but I mean, I hold this. I like it. It's special. I mean, but
Where'd you get it?
if this particular book, I got this from Tom Fair, who was a doctor friend of mine. And
Okay.
he got it in Italy from Murano Glass. And he gave it to me. And in it, I have pictures in the pages, pictures. The picture of my dad sitting with the Indian squaw on St. Ignatius Reservation. Got that one,
Okay.
I mean, it's all part of a big part of my life. So I have that. But I mean, to me, it's when I was doing my research for my PhD, I found women, especially Russian women, a Russian woman in particular, who if they couldn't read, they would hold the book near to them and know that it was important. Even though they couldn't read it, it was important. It became part of their connection to either animals or deities or whatever, fairies, trolls, whatever's out there that you believe in. Tree fairies, something. Tree
Sure.
fairies are a big deal in some cultures.
Yeah.
And I have the same feeling about this book. And I don't even know why. I mean, I've got coffee stains on it. I got all kinds of stuff. I put my cup on it. But it's this little leather book. I've got the same thing, same kind of a deal with from a guy I got thing I got in Paris. That for some reason the book's important to me.
Well, is it just
I'll
the gift? It's just
no.
the value of the gift.
Well, there's always that possibility, but I think there's more to it than that, I think. I think these things have power, in their own way. And it might be a projection on my part. Could be a projection. And maybe I'm projecting the power, and the power doesn't come back. Or maybe there never was any power there in the first place. I don't know. But I do know culturally, for example, I have a lot of French in my background, and that language that is gender specific. So when I look at stuff, I give them gender. Female or inert things like a block of wood will be a he or a her. It's never an it. Bring him over here. I'll say some, bring him over here, bring him over here, bring him over here. That and that's gender specific to French.
No. Interesting.
I don't know. I've got books that I write in. I mean, I don't journal. A lot of people journal a lot. I don't journal at all. It's all in my head. The
Yeah.
whole thing's in my head.
But journaling, it serves a different purpose. Journaling, many purposes, to each his own. But one of them is just to release the pain. Lean too much.
Does that
Because you,
work?
oh yeah, definitely does. You've got to let the emotion that you're holding in your cells flow through your hand. All your power is in that hand. And it doesn't matter. You don't even have to think about it. You literally do not have to think about, gee, what am I going to write? Where am I going to start? Just let do the work. You'll be amazed what comes onto that page. And then just throw it away. That's the safest therapy.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know about that. I mean, it just it's I'll try it. See.
Well, just even okay, but writing is therapeutic. When you're putting your thoughts onto the page, it's just therapeutic because you're talking to yourself. You're just putting it on the page.
Yes, of course. Yes, I've now recognized that, of course. So yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
That's why, when we say, if I had learned how to write, if I had taken classes, a writing class, I may not have ever written the game.
Yeah, I agree with that. I sometimes smile at these writing seminars where you go, stacks and stacks of people listening to someone tell them how to write. And I don't know what they're writing, but I don't see any feeling there at all. It's they just seem like they're just wooden. You may have to learn how to spell or something, but there's a lot of crutches to help you with that. I don't know.
Writing is
I'm
an
a
art.
natural. I think so. I think it
Yeah.
is an art.
It's an art, which means it comes
Yeah.
from God. It's an expression. When we look to express ourselves, or whether it be through dance or music, writing, painting, it doesn't matter. We're expressing that love of what we are. So when we claim, well, I'm not a writer, I'm not very artistic, I'm not the, you just haven't tapped into it yet because you're too much in your head. You're overthinking it. You can do anything you choose to do, anything you put your mind to, if you just relax. Just relax and let it
When
flow.
I was when I was in Paris, I bought a book. It's in French. I bought it on purpose in French, because I wanted something to practice with. Now I never did, so I'm holding that book right now. I just reached out and grabbed it because it's sitting next to me. I reached out and grabbed it, and there it is. I open it up and it's in French. Don't know what damn thing I'm looking at. But I have no business. This book is taking up space, But I don't view it that way. There's more to this book somehow. I don't know what it is yet. I bought it for a purpose and I can't read it. Now, will I be able to read it someday? I don't know. Will I? But I'm getting rid of a lot of my library, right? I keep this thing. Why am I keeping this thing? It's a paperback, cheap ass market press book.
Don't know.
Not even a good book.
Maybe it's just something that you want to be.
But I maybe. Maybe.
So
Yeah.
you hold on to that.
Oh boy.
Life is so
Well,
beautiful. There's just so much to explore and to really fall in love with, just to, if you fall in love with yourself, that's the whole key. You got to fall in love with your life.
well, you got to know who you are too, I think, or
But that's the thing.
try to know who you are. Live with your own life.
Right. It's not loving your own life, meaning that you're fortunate enough to have the freedom to buy the things and do the things you want to do. It's literally about cherishing who you are. All the things, you just look around and you see you.
I think Martin Heidegger, who was the German guy that wrote Being in Time and probably the most famous phenomenologist, along with Husserl, that ever lived. And one of his books is called Poetry, Language, and Thought. And that's from Heidegger. And I got it because I didn't believe it. It's like, this guy is so hard to read. He's so difficult to read that people at like Fordham University Medical School, will use Heidegger to have their people teach, in the have their people read. And they'll come away and just scratch your head, like, how can you get through this? And then he writes a book on poetry, language, and thought. I'm sure it's his opinion, but again, it's another book. It's Speaking Freely by Floyd Abrams. Martin Heidegger, Poetry, Language, and Thought. A first-rate introduction, a very valuable collection. A review of metaphysics. Maybe it's about metaphysics. I should open this book up and look at it. Maybe I should write in the margins. Do you write in the margins of the books? Do you?
I love up my book. I do. I log them, I put tabs on them, I highlight, I write.
I do put tabs, and sometimes I'll highlight, depending on the book.
I
Huh.
lose you?
Are we there? I'm here. You've lost me. I guess you've lost me because I'm not hearing you. I'm hearing you now. I'm not now. Did we drop off? We
Should I
must have
wait?
dropped off. I
I
don't
don't
know
know if you
what's
can hear
happened.
me. I can't hear a thing.
I can hear you. I can hear you. Yes, I can. I can hear you.
Okay.
We've got a
Helps
signal.
on emergency.
We're talking to ourselves. Let me see if I can pick this back up again on this side. We'll see what.